Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Chuck Baker here. Chuck is a new friend, president of the American Short Line and Railroad Association, the ASLRRA, and he's here to talk to us about the railroad industry and an anniversary they got here coming up, I think maybe today. Chuck Baker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. That's right. The anniversary is today.
Now, so tell them what's the anniversary of.
Sure. So 40 years ago today, October 14th, 1980, President Jimmy Carter signed the Staggers Act, which in the railroad world is a huge deal.
I recognize that. Landmark legislation.
Yep, big deal. That was part of there were two other big partial deregulation bills around the same time in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. The airline industry was partially deregulated. The trucking industry was partially deregulated. Mm-hmm. And then the Staggers Act partially deregulated the railroad world. And for us, it's a landmark deal, and it came at a time where railroads were really on the brink of insolvency. The industry was in horrible shape, and we think, going back 40 years, the country was looking at a couple of terrible choices. It was either nationalize the railroad system, which is something we, probably normally associate with Latin America or Russia or something like that. Right, exactly. Or let it go bankrupt, which is obvious, and just be ripped up, which is obviously a terrible solution, or try out partial deregulation and see what happens. And that's what Congress did. They spent a while coming together on it, but it was a bipartisan deal, which is a hard thing to imagine these days when you look at Congress today. Right. But the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, came together, passed a partial deregulation bill with bipartisan and overwhelming support. And really enabled the railroads to have an awful lot more flexibility with pricing, with service, mm-hmm. with contracts, with markets they do and don't want to serve, with still some protections for shippers that are dependent on railroads. And, we can get into it, but fast forwarding 40 years, it's been a remarkable success story.
And we're going to talk about that in succeeding in the next episode, the next segments, I should say. One of the things I want to point out, Chuck, is that in those days, folks, I remember them. In those days, in the mid-late 70s, there was a recession mid-70s. There was a housing crisis collapse, basically, in the mid-70s. We had inflation and rising interest rates to come together to create something called stagflation, which was really, it caused caused President Carter to create his term malaise. He said there's a malaise over the country, and this was the economic condition, the basic attitude of the people. Interest rates were double digits, inflation was double digits. We wound up having an 81 and 83 recession those 2 years right after this. So we were in tough times back in those days economically, and the railroad industry was required to do things that were not good for their bottom line, that was preventing them from being successful. All this at the same time, right?
That's exactly right. It was tough times, the malaise. If you ever seen the movie Miracle on Ice, or the mm-hmm. Miracle, the Disney recreation of Miracle on Ice, they do a great job of tracking the sort of the depth of despair of the late 70s. And the railroad industry was no different. We had a phenomenon that we called standing derailments, which is probably sounds about what you think it is. It was, the railroad industry was in such bad shape. The track was frequently in such bad shape. We occasionally had fully loaded rail cars that would just, while just standing there, not even moving, would just fall over. If the track was in such bad condition, it couldn't even support them.
Yeah. And so folks, in those days, there were aspects of the railroad industry that needed to be recategorized. And the way the railroad industry served those other aspects, that's what the deregulation helped. And when we come back, I'm going to get Chuck to tell us about the different classes of railroad that sort of came out of this Steiger's Act and why you should care as a small business owner who receives products that come over the rails, why you should care about this, why this has been better for your business. And we'll do that after the break with our new friend, Chuck Baker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.